Welcome back. It was the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're in the first weekend in March, and we're talking a little chili. I think it's we did comfort food last week. This is on the tail end of that. I'd consider it a comfort food, but I can never, Bob, I can never make a batch of chili just big enough for one meal.
No.
I mean, it's impossible.
Why would you, though?
I don't even think there's a recipe out there that's a meal for two people that's a bowl of chili.
Yeah, but right? That'd be crazy.
Right. I agree, which is why we never even try, right? But you got to put in.
So it's not a problem.
No, it's okay. Not a problem.
You know what's just a problem?
What?
Is when I was in Florida, my freaking pipes broke. And what I didn't know is that when that water was spraying up on the ceiling of my lower level, it hit a junction box, and it killed my freezer, which I found, I think, last Monday.
Ooh.
Oh, is it nice to walk into a 10-day-old freezer that's been unplugged? The smell is, well, it's like a cadaver, basically. It's rotten flesh.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You had a lot of meat in there, too.
Oh, yeah. My whole big, beautiful Black Angus that I picked up north. And
it all got
all those
soft
scallops and, oh, my gosh, oysters and all kinds. I was just sick to my stomach. And
literally and figuratively, I'm sure.
It was awful. And so talking about making chili, well, fortunately, I have a couple other refrigerators with freezers, and there was some food there, and all my brisket was upstairs in the other freezer because I like to use that for chili. We were talking about that on the break. But
right.
It's so nice when you have a problem like that if your insurance company is actually nice to you.
Right.
I'm with USAA.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. I called the guy up, and I said, dude, I just found something else. He's like, what's that? I go, my whole freezer's out. And he goes, no problem. Just log down everything you got. Do your best. Try and write it down and take a couple pictures. Send it to me.
Yep.
It's so nice. These people, USAA, I got to give them a plug. They've been fantastic. The crew came in and pulled the carpet out. They're cutting drywall out. And it's like, I was going to try and fix it all myself because I never claim stuff.
Right.
And my son was home and he goes, Dad. He's in the insurance business.
Yeah, he's an actuary, he knows how the numbers work, right?
It's a
yeah.
giant 401k you're paying into, okay? They have a pool for this.
Right,
it's
yeah.
what it's for. Call your insurance company. I'm so glad. Yeah. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that advice.
Yeah. So anyway, we didn't use any of that for chili.
No. Rotten oyster chili.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, here's what not to do. So chili comes in categories, right? I mean, you've got a white chili, you've got red chili, vegetarian chili, and then maybe I don't know why anybody'd ever do that, but it's out there. And then you got a Texas chili, and all of them got a little different twist.
So the vegetarian's tofu?
No, it's just no food is what it is. It's not tofu, it's just no food because it's all vegetables.
What's the point?
We're meat guys. Right, right. There's freshly ground pepper in it. If you want something ground, it's not meat, it's ground pepper. But anyway, where do you want to start?
Well, white chili is one of those things that came in as a fad, and it never left.
Right.
And there's still lots of places that have a claim to fame on their version. I think of a few restaurants that do a pretty good job with it and some that don't. I've done about every year on the show my old quick version of white chili.
Right.
And when I was a young father and we both got home at 5 o'clock or whatever and I'd try and scramble a dinner together really quick, what we would have would be the big jar of northern beans or
great northern
navy beans.
Yep.
Or whatever white bean you like, and then a package of ground turkey. And so my quick method was I'd throw two pots on the stove, turn the heat on, I'd dump the beans into one, fill it with water, dump it in, dump a jar of salsa in it, and get that warming up. The other one was a big skillet. I'd have EVO in there. I'd be dicing up some onion. And I would brown that turkey. I'd usually hit it with a little cumin and some fresh garlic and crushed pepper and maybe some sea salt.
Chili powder, maybe?
Just brown it up nicely. Yep. By the time that turkey was done, the beans were starting to percolate. And I would literally, grease and all, because there's hardly any in that turkey, dump the whole pan in there, stir it in, and I would dump in a pound of shredded Monterey Jack, shut the thing off, it's done. 20 minutes, bumper to bumper, it's the baby's ready, and the kids are at the table with their, you know, salivating, waiting.
Quick chili recipe from
it's great, very
Daddy
easy,
Bob.
Very easy. Anybody can do that.
Right.
So it's a jar of beans, a jar of salsa, a pound of Monterey Jack, which you're shredding when the turkey's frying.
Or you open a package and buy it.
Yeah, or you can probably buy it shredded now. But back in the day, Monterey Jack was kind of a newer thing, Pepper Jack.
We, Bob and I are subscribers of the Food Network magazine. We use it as a reference piece all the time. And they do a little 50 of something every month. There's a pullout in it. And this last month was chili. And so it's inspiring us. In their book, a white chili has skinless, boneless chicken thighs in it, onion, minced garlic, poblano peppers, which are not the hot ones, jalapeno peppers, which are the hot ones, some cilantro, cumin, coriander, chili powder, chicken broth. And then they put in fire-roasted green chilies that are already cooked in a can, and then, again, your white beans. But these recipes are all on the foodnetwork.com. I'm not going to bother putting them on our website. But that's kind of their idea on a white chicken chili. It's not as easy as yours, right? But it's different.
Might be a little better.
Well, I don't know. I mean, your kids loved it. They grew up
in it. I still love it that way.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. But the cool part about this little book that they produce is that they give you the base recipe, and then they give you about a dozen variations.
Ways to alter it a little bit.
Yeah, to make it yours.
So you can keep playing with it.
Yeah.
So you can have chili every night.
Right. Or, but even more so, I'm back to my comment, is you just can't make one chili.
Right.
You can maybe add a few things to it on the second go around and make it get a little bit different flavor profile.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Brought to you by the fine station that you're dialed into right now. Thank those people.
Yep, very good. So one of the things that they're talking about on this white chili is they're calling it smoky chicken white chili. And what they're going to do is you make the chili just as I described it, but put in a pint of cherry tomatoes and 8 ounces of diced smoked ham. And so now you've got a ham and chicken profile in this. It starts to sound a little bit like potato soup, maybe, which is always a ham-based
soup.
And
I love it.
But they're calling it their smoky chicken and ham chili. Mm. You know, so there again, if you got an extra ingredient laying around or whatever, you thawed something out and you got to use the rest of it, that's kind of what chili is. I used to have a buddy, Steve Bush was his name, and he was at, after we got out of college, he was hanging out around Houghton Lake, and he'd have a ice fishing party every year around Tip-Up Town. And I remember he'd have a big pot of chili in the corner of his ice shanty, and this was him. He'd just go out there and turn the heat on it, heat it up, eat as much as he wanted to, shut the heat off. The next day he goes out, heats it up again, eats as much of it, and he'd let it freeze two or three times right in his ice shack.
I mean, probably listening to UPS 98.5 up there, too.
But the point is chili's durable, right? There's not a lot of stuff
that's
going
to go bad.
We do
that at
deer
camp.
Right?
We'll leave it on the picnic table. It'll let it cool down,
yep,
and just throw it back on the next day.
Yeah,
that's a great method, actually.
Right, yeah,
some people say it gets better every time.
Well, exactly, and you know, as long as you stir it a little bit, it ain't gonna burn on the bottom or whatever.
Depends on the kind of beer you're drinking.
Right, a lot of it, I'm sure, when we were that age. But anyway, coming up next, chili number two, Bob's Green Menace. Stick with us; we'll be back.